Radio.Dominican.edu, live from the Conlin Center with NC2A Penguin Basketball. Stuart Horn, Patrick Kayabyab, and Mike McDowd, our guest for tonight. Mike, you want to help us out with the pregame, friend?
I guess since I'm here, absolutely. No, I'd love to. Man, let me just say thanks very much for inviting me. Brings back fond memories. As you know, Stu, I actually kicked it off back in the early 90s. The original play-by-play here.
Yeah.
So I'm just about as fired up as it gets when it comes down to talking. It's the March of the Penguins tonight, my friend.
All right, I like that.
And I'll tell you, this is going to be fun. It's a big Monday here on Dominican Radio.
All right, radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide. Of course, you can watch it on the Stretch Network, pay-per-view, and CMCM, Community Marin video in the house. Scott Calhoun and his group are here with a buck and a half to go until we get this one underway. Piob, your notes for tonight's game.
Well, what people don't know about the Chaminade Silver Swords, they are a tough team in conference. They're 4-3. New coach Eric Bavard, he's in his first season. And what people do not know about the Silver Swords is that Chaminade was invited in the Maui Invitational, where they got to play a bunch of D1 teams. They got to play North Carolina. But guess what? The Chaminade Silver Swords pulled up an upset when they beat Texas University. That's right, Texas University. And one man that did a lot of damage, he sat out all of last year with an injury, DeAndre Hawkins. He got 32 points in Texas. And guess what? That was his season high. So what else can he do to a D2 team?
Well, I'll tell you what he can do. He can score. He's lights out when he has the basketball. He likes to take the rock. We all know that. About 18.3 points per game. The other thing is, you know, you talk about Chaminade. Let's talk. We can save it now. We can talk about it during the game. But something pretty darn special happened back in 1982. And, Stu, we can either save that now or we can save it later. 1982.
Let's see. That wasn't Lake Placid. Not the Miracle on Ice.
Close enough for Chaminade. You know, we'll talk about it. 1982, the Chaminade Silver Swords beat the number one team in the nation. Number one ranked Virginia behind Ralph Sampson, one of the all-time great NBA centers. And I'll tell you what, we have got to talk about that. Probably one of the biggest feats in the history of, well, one of the rarer feats in Division II. And at the time, I don't even think they were Division II.
They were NAIA, I believe.
I think they may have been NAIA. So it's a remarkable program, storied past. They really have built a – well, I guess we got to stop for the national anthem, don't we?
Let's have everybody at home rise for the national anthem, and then Mike will we'll all reconvene here at the end, and Mike will continue listening to radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, we are about ready for tonight's back half of the doubleheader. Penguin men against the Seasiders from Chaminade University. And Chaminade comes in 4-3 against the Penguins, 4-2. Piob, I'm looking forward to it. This is going to be a good one. The Penguins overall 8-6, while the Chaminades are 7-8. On paper, this game guarantees to go right to the wire.
I'm just one person, DeAndre Hawkins. I mentioned him during pregame. He sat out last year with a torn ACL. This year, he became a baller.
Hoskins, DeAndre Hoskins, the 205, 6'4" senior out of Long Beach, will be one of the starters. And speaking of starters, we'll bring those to you now. Chaminade under Eric Bravard. He's assisted by Daryl Matsui and Kawika Villa. He'll be sending out Dominique Cooks, a 6'4" senior out of Wollongong, Australia, went to Holy Spirit High School. Lee Bailey, a 6-foot sophomore out of Detroit. Benny Murray, a 6'5" senior out of Fairfield, is going to get the start. He's a senior alongside Wally Koulibaly. You remember Koulibaly from last year, the 6'3" senior out of Patterson Prep. And DeAndre Hoskins, as Piob mentioned, Haskins, a 205-pound senior, 6'4", out of Long Beach. Chaminade are 7-8 overall, 4-3 in conference. Getting ready for the Penguins starting five under Booker T. Harris. Of course, Booker T. Harris just in his second season, but an institution of sorts. Harris already brought the program up quite a few levels here at the NC2A level, taking over from Brett Tavani, which is no easy task. Tavani, only a Marin County Hall of Famer. But now it's Booker T. Harris, and Miles Carrillo is going to get the start, the 6-foot junior out of T-Town. Went to Foothill High, that's Tustin, California. Carrillo, it's 175 pounds, a 6-footer. The first-year man, the transfer out of UC Riverside, a D1 transfer, Dominique Taplin, a 6-foot sophomore out of Alameda. He's come home to play for Booker T. Harris, and what a mark on the Penguins team he has been this season. Devin Golston, the 6'6" phenom, the junior out of Cerritos, went to Gar High, and he is one of those guys, one of those impact players, Piab. Golston is one of those guys you really can't live without, not at this level. He'll be going out there with Jacob Neustadt, a 6'8" senior out of Santa Rosa, and Jamal Clark, the 6'6" senior out of Redlands, down south. Clark, Neustadt, Golston, Taplin, and Carrillo. I think that's a good starting five, and that's the same starting five that the Penguins went up against Simon Fraser a week ago. Penguins with a win last night. Mike McDowell, you have something to throw in on this?
I do. You know, I talked to the Rich Mendoza, the assistant coach for Dominican. He said, listen, this is a payback game. Back on January 7th, losing on the road in Hawaii 74-70. And, you know, this is a game that they felt they let that game get away. They weren't particularly good on the glass. They said it's imperative that we get off to a strong start, push out the lead, because they don't want to come from behind. And they simply said it's really important that we get off, shoot the ball well, good guard penetration, and really control the tempo. And one of the other keys, Stu, that I found interesting, said, hey, we've got to do an exemplary job on the glass now. We cannot get beat on the boards.
Don't forget, fans, 48 hours from now, our next broadcast, another doubleheader, Hawaii Pacific in the house, 5:30 women, 7:30 guys. Here we go in the middle of it for the Penguins is Neustadt. He's going up against Haskins, the 6'4" senior out of Long Beach. Neustadt, of course, at 6'8", towering over Haskins. 20 minutes overhead. Here we go. The Penguins tip out. Neustadt gets it off to Jamal Clark, and Carrillo will bring it up. Moving from our right to left from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard, the Penguins attacking the southern hoop. Here at the Conlin Center, the Penguins Stadium. Golston has it and gets it off to Clark. Right side. Oh, nobody's there to help him out, and he has it stripped away. Basketball pass left-handed to Bailey on the way. No, and the crowd lets out a huge sigh as Bailey gets wrapped up in the yarn, but the putback is good by Cooks. 2-0, Chaminade. Carrillo's got it. Indoors, Golston, uncontested, tipped out by Koulibaly. Koulibaly did contest it, I should say, got the hand on it, stripped it out of bounds, and a quick foul, 19:24 to go in the first half.
I like the aggressiveness that the Penguins are doing. You see that? Dominique Taplin got a block, and now Devin Golston driving it to the hole, and now he makes his first free throw.
Golston cans the first, as Piab reported. Toes the line with his left foot, opens up. Second one is missed, very deep, gets his own rebound, and the putback. Devin puts the Penguins up by one, 3-2. After the putback by Golston is good, 19:15 to go. Chaminade ball, they bring it up. Lee Bailey, the point guard, has two Penguins on him. He's got Taplin and Clark. Boy, that's rough stuff. He gets it up to Haskins in the corner. Haskins dribble drive on the baseline. Steps out. No, it's on Jacob Neustadt, 41. That's his first. 19:02 to go. 3-2 Penguins as the Silver Swords are going to have it on the short side. Right under the bucket. Chaminade brings it in. Cooks has 5 seconds with which to work. Too much time. He only had 5 seconds, but he needed more. The Penguins' defense was too tough with 19:02 to go.
Well, that's called a turnover, and that's exactly what the Penguins would like. A little backcourt pressure there, Stu.
And a lot of pressure from the Silver Swords in the background. Golston's got it, I should say, in the backcourt. 19:56 to go. 18:56. Tappan, left side, comes into the paint. Sets it up very softly, and Dominique Taplin converts it. Who's 5-2 Penguins.
How about Stu with the hands? He looked like...
Quick hands there from yours truly to keep it in play. 5-2, 18-43. Loose ball right here in a media row. Golson's going to have it right here in front of the Opulent Broadcasting Area. Here at Dominican, 18-41 to go.
You look like Culliver picking off Matt Ryan.
You see that? Left-handed, no doubt. Carrillo's got it, has it stripped away, gets it back. Oh, and tipped out. Chaminade gets it right in front of the icebox. The Penguin fans let the referees have it. Didn't like that call.
Oh, man, this icebox just has a smile on my face. They're going crazy out there.
18-34 to go, fans.
Come on, it's Big Monday. The icebox has got to make some noise. This is a pivotal home game for the Gwynns.
Yeah, this is big. 4-2 in conference Penguins. 4-3, Chaminade. 18-25 to go. Penguins on defense now after it was tipped out of bounds. Cook's got it top of the key. Kick out left side. No look. On the way, Murray, three ball, no. Rebound taken down by Haskins. He's got it. He falls down. Loose ball in the backcourt. Carrillo's got a one-on-one. Now he's got help. Left side off the glass. Good! Miles Carrillo drives it into the right side. 7-2, Penguins by 5. 18:03 to go. Tremendous play. Cook's outside. Haskins, three ball on the way. Short. Tipped up Golston. Gets the rebound back to Chaminade. Cooks has got it. He's going to back out and reset things. Shot clock reset at 30. 27 now. He's between the circles. He's got Jamal Clark on him. Clark drifts up with him. Now back over to Haskins. Carrillo's on him. That's a mismatch and a half. 17 and a half coming up on it. Three ball, Koulibaly. Yes. Right wing, Koulibaly knocks it down. 7-5, 17 and a half to go. Carrillo comes up left side across the timeline. Hayes gets ready to enter the game for the first time tonight. Matt Hayes, the 6'2" freshman. Now the left side as the put down low to Jacob Neusat. 2 points, good, 9-5.
Neusat using the low post present down there, low left, and really did a good job with his body.
Koulibaly brings it up, and on the way he collects the whistle as he passes it off to DeAndre Haskins at the last second.
Finishing the thought of Neusat, I really like his size advantage. That is one thing that I'm looking at this Penguin team. They do have the physical size and the height. So I think that I clearly think that's something they can use to their advantage. Neusat, a tough kid out of LC Allen, Santa Rosa JC, and he knows how to play basketball.
Koulibaly knocks down the first one.
Playing for Craig McMillan, the legendary coach out of the University of Arizona. Of course, Craig McMillan out of Cloverdale High School up in Sonoma County. So a North Bay product looking good tonight.
Carrillo leaves Hayes in his place. Koulibaly knocks it both down. And he's the force to be reckoned with on Chaminade's team as he was last season, 9-7 Penguins. Penguins on offense as Dominic Taplin brings it up. Drifts over to the left side and gets it to Hayes in the corner. Inside of 17, first half. 9-7 DU's. Dominique goes between the legs, backs up, pulls up. The three ball is good. No, a long deuce. He had a foot on the line. 11-7, 16-47. Taplin so smooth, Piop.
Yeah, Taplin. This is a D1 player from Riverside, folks.
Koulibaly's got it. He goes back outside to Murray. Down low. Koulibaly drives it in. No. Jacob Neusat with a rebound after Koulibaly misses short ball. Dominique Taplin's got it. Penguins by 4. 16 and a half. Golston. Intended for Jake, but Dom picks it up himself and goes between the circles. One-on-one against Bailey. Hayes throws it away, but it goes into the hands of Jamal Clark anyway. Stripped away from Clark by Haskins, and it's going to be Chaminade ball. Four-point game, Penguins, 16-12 to go in the first. Murray takes it up. No look at the last second. Haskins from the right side. Good.
This is a one-two.
I love the guard penetration there in the low post. Looking at a nice play for Chaminade.
Inside of 16 minutes, Hayes right wing, three ball, missed it a little bit right. Jake with the rebound. Penguins managed to slow things down. Left side, Golston. Goes baseline to Neusat. Fingers caught in the ribbon, no. And he gets fouled down low. The third foul, let's see, first foul committed by Chaminade. And a timeout has called with 15:48. And that's a media timeout, so we will go now to the cameras. Stuart Horn, yours truly, Mike McDowell to my left, and Piop to my right, Patrick Kayab-Yab, the senior broadcasting sensation. I'll go to first to you, Piop. So far, the Penguins are looking pretty good as the folks tune in for NC2A basketball.
Well, I'll give you one reason why they look good. They're in a packed house. When you have a packed house, all the butterflies come in, and you're playing with a lot of energy. And since then, both teams are doing that. And I'm going to go back to that bucket by Chaminade to Haskins. You got a 1-2 punch here. Benny Murray, second in the team with scoring. He has 15 points per game, and Haskins has 18. this team could score with these two players.
Well, listen, it's going to be about guard play for both teams tonight. The guards are critical. So far, I've noticed that, you know, especially Chaminade on that last transition, doing a nice job really looking down low. And, you know, Dominican has to use their size advantage, Neustadt in particular, using his physicalness to kind of combat that. So it's going to be an up-and-down affair, again, a payback game for the Penguins, who lost just a few weeks ago at Chaminade by 4. So believe me, this is on the radar for the Penguins. They talked about it. No doubt it, not only did the coaching staff, but the players, they're all making some noise, and they're ready for tonight. Back-to-back wins would be big for the Penguins.
Yeah, I like what you say about as Jacob Neustadt goes, so go the Penguins. As he makes the first one, fans, and especially last year, this season now with the addition of Golson, Piab, I'm sure you'll agree, it's not so critical, and a little pressure off of Neustadt, and he can play a little more loosely. Neustadt back to the line, backspin, missed it very short, and the Penguins, Golson had a chance to box out, but it happened so quickly, it looked like it was going in. Kevin Hugh has entered the game now for Chaminade. Right side, Hugh. Three ball, yes. Oh, brother. Hugh, the 6'6 freshman out of Taipei, he's a lefty, Piab, but from the right side, Golston pays back the three. No, it's short. Hugh with the rebound. Penguins on defense as Cooks brings it up. Cooks with a start tonight. Over to the corner to Hugh. Haskins thinks about it. Drives in. Baseline, no. Jacob Neustadt gets tangled up with Dom. Dominique comes up to passes it off to Jamal Clark to Golston. And the put up from very close range is good. 15:08 to go. Penguins by only two. 14-12. Penguins back on defense as Murray brings it up. Benny Murray, the 6'5 senior, in the right side, falls down against Golson, and it's a jump ball. Mike McDowd.
Well, you know, listen, jump ball situation, a little poke in the eye as well. And I love the way Golson finished on that last bucket, strong to the rack. And, you know, he's a scorer, and he's got the ability with that body. He's got some physical prowess in his game. Yeah. That's something that he can cause some damage tonight.
Yeah, you're right. Golston is one of those guys. He's not only big and bad down low, he's a shooter. Haskins has got it in the corner. Now he thinks better of it as Connor Haysbert has entered the game for the first time tonight. Haysbert's gone buzzy on us. Hugh with a big head fake gets Dominic Taplin to bite and puts up a long deuce from the top of the key. Yes. Tie game, 14 at a
The Taipei tornado with a deuce.
I like that. 14:40 to go, fans. Dom brings it up. Penguins were up by 6 a moment ago. Now it's tied at 14. 14 and a half to go. Hayes has got it after the pass off from Jamal. Throws it away. Oh, Taplin gets it back just over the outstretched arms of Darko Vukasovic, the 6'6" sophomore out of Belgrade. Vukasovic, his first year with the Chaminades. 14-17. It's tie score. Driving in is Jamal Clark. No look outside to Dom. Yes! Three ball on the left wing by Taplin is good.
That was created with Derek Obert driving the lane and kicking it off to the open man.
Obert getting his first look tonight. Top of the key, other side. Cooks goes up. Now he passes it off at the last second to Bailey in the corner. Dump it outside to Vukasovic. Tipped out, Taplin with a steal. Hayes brings it up, left side to Haysbert. Off the glass softly, no. The putback, Taplin, no. Loose ball. Hayes gets after it. Everybody's on it. Chaminade comes up with it. 13:41, the Penguins with two shots on goal. Haskins off the glass, falls down, no. 13:37, whistles Mike McDowd.
Listen, on that last transition by Dominican, here's the deal. When you've got numbers, you've got to utilize that. I mean, listen, they had an opportunity to score an easy basket, and they should have dished off, quite frankly. Not a heads-up play on the finish.
That's one of those things that Haskins is famous for. After the last second, the guy who drew the foul actually was Dominic Cooks, the 6'4" senior from Australia. On the line, the lefty is good. Toes the line with the left foot and pulls the right foot back. Yes, Mike.
Do you feel like you're watching the reincarnation of the Seattle Seahawks with the Chaminades out here?
Yeah, with the...
Explain. I mean, Chaminade's got these bright yellow, greenish shoes. It's just wacky.
Yeah, they clash heavily with their dark blue unis. 13:36. Second one's good. 17:16. Penguins by one. Dom will bring it up with 13 and a half in the first half.
This is good basketball, guys.
Hayes on the corner. These two teams on paper are supposed to go right to the wire. This should be a good one as Ober has it stripped away by Koulibaly, who's re-entered. Koulibaly comes up and has it kicked out of bounds of the Penguin cheerleaders. 13-19, and the foul is committed by Matt Hayes, his first tonight. 17-16, but the unforced turnover against Hayes will have Hugh bring it in on the sideline. And the clock rolls. Here we go. The clock's not rolling for some reason. And they have to stop the game because whoever's in charge of the clock forgot to start it.
Derek Ober's been struggling with keeping the ball alive. He's always struggled with ball handling skills, but this is another turnover. He had four against BYU Hawaii.
Yeah, that last game against BYU. But Ober also looked pretty good in that game. He's just got, you know, I think he just needs more minutes, to tell you the truth, 13-16. Ober stepped up big time this year. I know you'll agree with me there.
Yeah, I'll agree.
He's a lot better than he was last year, although last year he was pretty good. Sideline and see if they – yeah, now the clock rolls. I'm happy to report. Cooks has got it. He takes it in, kick out at the last second. Thinking three ball, Vukasovic, no. Back outside to Koulibaly. He's got nowhere to put it. Dominique's in his face. Hugh's got it, long range, three ball. Uh-oh, that's another one from Hugh. And for the first time tonight, the Penguins trail by two, 12:56, 19-17, Chaminade. And the Penguins, Miles Carrillo has re-entered the game. Dominique Taplin's got it. He drives in. In between the circles, top of the key to Ober, left side. Dom, left wing, missed it way right, air ball. Out of bounds, Carrillo whistles Mike McDowd.
Yeah, tough shot by Tappan there. Dominique got to square up and really look for that basket. I'll tell you what, I'm impressed with the kid from Taipei.
Yeah,
he,
Hugh?
Yeah, he really looks like he can play.
Yeah, Kevin Hugh, a 6'6" freshman. Boy, so far with two big threes on that right wing, both. 12:42, Penguin ball. Inbounds on the short side. Dominique Taplin's got it. Top of the key now to Carrillo. Left side. Derek Ober thinks about it. Stutter step. Buckles back. Three ball. Missed it right. Chaminade rebound by Haskins. Haskins on both sides of the ball. Pia pretty tough. Vukasovic doesn't want to shoot it. Hugh drives in now. Kick out. Last second to Koulibaly. Oh, brother. Another three ball. 22-17. The Chaminades are reigning. 12:15 to go, Mike.
Koulibaly wide open from top of the circle and was just saying, hey, give me the ball, shoot it, and he nails it.
Golston takes the pass from Dominique on his way. Golston from the left wing buckles back amid heavy traffic, pours it in for a deuce. 12 minutes to go, 22-19, Penguins trail. Right side, Vukasovic, who has yet to take a shot, dribbles all over the place. Now they go back to the top of the key to Koulibaly, who just canned that long three. Driving it in is Haskins, thinking about it, Haskins. Softly, Haskins. 24-19, top of the key straight away. 11:43, but the Penguins couldn't do anything there. Derek Ober now stutter steps, soft side. Oh, he had a clean look, but didn't take it from the right side. He passes it back off to Miles Carrillo, the point guard. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Carrillo looks back at the coach, picks up the sign. 11.5 to go. 5-point game in favor of Chaminade, first half. Tipped out of bounds by Haskins, out of the hands, the outstretched arms of Devin Golston. Media timeout, 11:21 to go, 24-19. You are listening to Penguin Basketball from San Rafael, California, NC2A Division II basketball on the radio home of the Penguins. I'll go first to Mike McDowd here on our media timeout, welcoming everybody on the Stretch Network and CMCM. Mike McDowd, Penguins looking pretty good, though. They're down by five.
Looking good, but they've got to do a better job containing the so far, Kevin Hugh has come off the bench and has been able to knock down shots. I really like the way Dominican goes down the floor and distributes it low post. And they've got to utilize that. I just feel like they're stronger. And I feel like with their size, that's something that comes into play. And it could be critical down the stretch. Again, you got to knock down shots as well.
Yeah, and Hugh's knocking them down with two long threes. Piob, we go to you. So far, DU's, this is the first time they trail. We have to see how they're going to respond.
Well, this is why they're trailing, because the Chaminade Silver Swords, they're penetrating the lane, and when they penetrate the lane, they find the open man, and this is why Wally Koulibaly and Hugh, the Taipei Tornado, are launching these threes, because they're wide open.
Hey, make no mistake, guys, Dominican is on a bit of a high. That big win over BYU is carrying over, and they've got to use that momentum. This could be a huge win over a solid basketball program.
24-19, Chaminade's on top. We're back underway, fans. 11:20 to go. Golston's got it. And Piob, I noticed that Christopher Schwartz Edmiston has re-entered the game, or entered for the first time tonight. Edmiston shoots from his favorite spot in the right corner. A long two is a little bit short. 11:06, the rebound is taken down by Haskins. He kicks back to Hugh at the top of the key. Now over to the right side, Koulibaly. He's got Jake in his face. Hugh, top of the key, left side now. They work it back. Vukasovic still has not shot. Coming up on 10 minutes, fans. Down low. Here's the fadeaway jumper by Haskins deep. Hugh with a rebound. Kick back outside. On the way, three ball by Benny Murray, who got the start tonight. The 6'5" senior out of Fairfield is good. 27-19, Chaminade starting to pull away a little bit. 10.5 to go. And Carrillo throws it away. And Golston tips it out of bounds as he gets wrapped up with Haskins. 10:31 to go, Mike.
Listen, Dominican has to settle down. This game is, there's plenty of basketball to be played here. And they've just got to look for the high percentage shots because they do not want to let this thing get away.
Dominique Cooks brings it in. Hugh, left side, three ball on the way. Oh. Again! Boy, that Hugh right on the line, Piab. It's like he can't miss. That's three balls now out of Hugh. Kevin Hugh with 10:18 to go, 27-19, and they do. After a little conference by the referees, they call it a three. Booker T. Harris thought it was a long deuce, but in fact it was a three, Piop.
Well, Stu, I mean, you're saying Hugh can't miss. He can't miss. He's 3-for-3 from downtown. It's amazing. He leads all scorers with 11.
Schwartz Edmiston has it. Now he gets back to the top of the key to Golston. Left side. Penguins just working it outside. They have not a lot. There's a lot of defense going on by Chaminade. Schwartz Edmiston drives in, banks out, has tipped out, loose ball. Penguins can't fall on it. Breakaway is Koulibaly. Last second pass off to Cooks, whistles. And they wave it off. Foul is committed by Kevin Hugh.
Well, they're saying player control, huh?
Well, I'm not sure, but they put points on the board.
They said no basket.
They waved the bucket off.
They did, yes.
But they still put points on the board, which is not. I don't know why that, Piab. Am I wrong, 30-19?
No, you're not wrong. They should take those 2 points out.
Should run down there and tell them.
Yeah, no doubt about
it. 9:40 to go. Jake's got it down low. Off the window. Now they wave Jake off for walking on the baseline. 9:37 to go.
I'll tell you what, Chaminade's doing an excellent job really controlling the tempo of this basketball game.
9.5 to go now, fans, and I think you're absolutely right. So far, Chaminade's controlling the way the entire game is being played. Cooks outside, three ball, no. Hugh goes in against Golston, and Golston's able to box him out with 9:19 to go. Still says 30-19, so they were supposed to wave those off. Piab, you will have your report here in a moment as Jacob Neusitz got it down low with a nice head fake, drives in against his guy, off the window, waves this off, and they're going to call it on Jake, an offensive charge, 9:08 to go.
Well, I went to the scorers table, and they said if they counted that basket, it would be 32-19.
Okay, all right, so. All right.
Okay.
Huh. 9:08, at least we tried. Hugh brings it in. Penguins trail by 11. Very slowly, Bailey's going to bring it up. Clock rolls coming up on 9 minutes. He's up against Miles Correa. Correa looking him right in the eyes. Hugh breaks left. Over to Hugh on the top of the key against Connor Haysbert. Drives in, whistles prior to the bucket. And it's on Haysbert. A moving screen, 8:15. Haysbert, no, check it. Haysbert was moving with Hugh. Hugh will go to the line. They wave the bucket off.
Here's one important factor, guys. The ice box is a little quiet right now.
It is.
They've got to make some noise, you know. They've got to be they could be the factor in this game.
Hugh from the line is good, and he'll get to go again. Yeah, the ice box may play a pivotal role in tonight's game. Certainly at the start, they were pretty loud. 31-19, Penguins trail. Hugh from the line, and he finally missed one, Piop. Golston with a rebound. Carrillo brings it up right side across the timeline, goes behind the back. Bailey's in his face. 8:47 to go. Vukasovic gets ready to re-enter the game. And off ball, they give it back to Chaminade. Miles Carrillo had the ball. And now he's talking to Coach Booker T. Harris with 8:44 to go. 31-19, the Penguins trail.
Patrick, the icebox, a.k.a. the igloo,
Yeah.
That's what I always was told this crowd was called.
Well, the building is called the Igloo.
Okay, got it.
The icebox is the student section.
Well, we got to talk about the history of this facility prior to that. They played at a church down the street, and I can tell you guys about that. Wow.
Maybe at halftime we can get some of that.
It was like Hoosiers, my friend.
Yeah, when I was a student here at Dominican, we played back in the old, in the barn.
Yes.
Which, when it rained, they could only play half-court games, even though they were league games, because the floor got wet. 8:37 to go. The beautiful Conlon Center opened up in April of 2000. Holds 12:85. Here's the runner, left side. Golston with a rebound. After the miss, Taplin gives it away. Into the hands of Haskins. Top of the key, three ball on the way. Missed it right. Golston with a rebound. One dribble and passes it back off in stride to Dominic Taplin with 8:18. He goes 360, fading away. Taplin, left side, falls back and buries it. Penguins trail by 10, 8:10 to go, 31-21. Driving in is Murray, back outside. Boy, they're working back and forth, zigzagging. Bailey, kick out, thinking three. Baseline, tip back off for Murray, goes back to the top, over to Bailey on the left wing. Inside of 8 minutes, fans. Penguins trail by 10. Haskins has it, left-handed hook shot, no. Rebound by Miles Carrillo, and then Haskins with a subsequent foul as he tried to get to wrap up Miles Carrillo, Mike.
Listen, Dominican, for the most part, has done a nice job against Haskins. He really has not scored all that much tonight, so that's key. I mean, remember, this is a guy that scores about 18, nearly 20 points a game. So far, I think if you're the Dominican coaching staff, you've got to be a little pleased. They are containing him right now. Now, you're not going to ultimately stop the guy, but if you can reduce his points, you're doing something good.
Yeah, Haskins with 18 points a game average. That's a pretty tough, pretty tall order with 7:48 to go. 31-21, fans. We're back in 20 seconds. Radio.Dominican.edu. .48 to go, fans. Don't forget halftime extravaganza. Dick Vitale's in the house. He's agreed to stop by the broadcasting area. The legendary sports broadcaster, Dick Vitale. 7:48 to go. The Penguins trailing by 10, 31-21. Against a team they're supposed to play pretty tough. Now with the play-by-play, here's my lovable sidekick, P-Up.
Now leading all scorers is Kevin Hughes. He has 12, but Golston gonna drive the lane, dishes it off to Haysbert, and get that in, young fella. That's a three-point opportunity, and one. 31-23, Connor Haysbert from the line.
Haysbert, heavy traffic, just muscled it in. That's just bigness.
I mean, he's bigness. I mean, we mentioned this on every broadcast, and I think we have to. Haysbert lost over 55 pounds in the offseason, and he gets that not to go in. He shoots the free throws at 72%. And now Chaminade going to take over.
That miss is a rarity.
Lee Bailey puts it on the left corner. Now left wing back to Bailey. Now Vukasovic, he's there on the right wing. He's going to drive on Haysbert, dishes it off back to Lee Bailey. Bailey gets the screen from Hugh. Bailey now with 10 seconds on the shot clock. Shoots the long three. That's NBA range. And with the box out, Connor Haysbert got the rebound.
NBA range, but an NBA choke.
And here's Golston. Left corner for three. Can't get that to rim in. Rebound by Benny Murray. Benny Murray with the 90s high top fade. Going to drive the lane. And he does. And good, the double clutch move. He gets that to go. 33-23 with 6:40 to go in the half. And here comes Carrillo. He's there at the left wing. Carrillo to Taplin. Back to Golson. Now Clark on the right block. Can't get that to go. Long rebound. Taplin, but he steps out of bounds. It's going to be Chaminade ball.
Hey, listen, Patrick. I like that pass in the low post there. Did a nice job, but they could not finish. And again, you know, Dominican trying to go in the paint, and I like it. It's a good strategy.
It's the best strategy to do because Jamal Clark, this man can play, and he's a go-to guy when Jacob Neusat's on the bench. But now the three ball by Murray, can't get it. Wrong rebound goes to Chaminade. Here goes the jumper, and it's made by Dominique Cooks.
Got to do a better job on the boards. Got to box out.
35-23 with 5:58 to go in the half. Golson has it on top of the key. Now right wing is Taplin. He's going to slow it down. The icebox is crowded with Ober checking in on the left wing. Almost loses the handle. Back to Carrillo with 17 on the shot clock. On the right blocks Taplin. He's stopped. Throws a floater and it's thrown away. Oh. Here comes Cooks. Highlight time. He's got that in. 37-23. And we're going to get a 20-second timeout to Coach Booker T. Harris. He doesn't like the turnovers.
Another easy deuce. I mean, hey, if you're going to let Chaminade continue in transition, you're going to get beat. And this, you know, it's early on still, but it's 37-23. Dominican has somehow got to find a way to stop that transition basketball. I mean, that's really one of the keys.
Look, you listen to the Bay Area Genius. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. 37-23 with 5:31 to go in the half. Now with 5:31 to go in the half, 37-23, Devin Golson going to give it to Carrillo.
My question to you, are you having fun?
I'm having tons of fun.
All right, man. All right, come on.
Win or lose, this is what I love to do. 5:22, Carrillo. I would love to win, though. Carrillo on the left block to Ober. Pump fakes, but he shuffled the feet. He looked like Andre Ward doing a little foot fake in a middleweight bout.
Only one foot can slide, and he let them both move right when he received the pass. But
yeah.
I want to know what the turnover ratio in this game is so far.
Turnover ratio so far, the Penguins have a total of 9.
That's not good.
It's not good at all, and Chaminade has 5. And Cook's going to give it to Murray. If the Penguins want it to be in this game, they need a stop here. Bailey's trapped, and here comes Cooks. Cooks to Vukasovic. He's on the right corner, right block. Goes Cooks. And Benny Murray got that layup in. That's a finger roll, and he learned that from the Iceman.
Penetration to the hoop again.
39-23, 4:40 to go, and they're going to call an offensive foul. This are 10 turnovers by the Penguins.
There's another one on Ober. He just pounded into the defender. Defender had come set, and Ober let him have it. So, Mike, you're right. Penetration, boxing out, don't slam, and the D's are doing all of that.
Yeah, fundamentals. I mean, I hate to say it. It sounds so basic in basketball, but it's true. You can't let, you know, the offense have second and third shot opportunities.
I think one of the things that's hurting the Penguins so far is that Chaminade's making all of these three-pointers, so they're having to work a little bit harder to guard him outside. Piab?
Now Murray has it on the top of the key, and now they throw it away. That's the sixth turnover. Penguins have 11.
Steal by Carrillo there.
Hayes for three from the corner, and he can't get that one to go. Long rebound to Vukasovic, and here comes Haskins. He's a highlight reel, and he gives it to Murray, and these are easy.
No look behind the back from Haskins to Murray. That was a bullet.
Distribution, baby.
Good call.
Hayes gives it to Golston. He'll get that to go, but it's an offensive foul.
Was that 11 now?
That's 11.
12.
12.
Oh, 12.
That pass by Chaminade on the transition, the distribution down there was just exquisite. It was really pretty.
It really was. Haskins behind the back. For those of you watching on the Stretch Network or on CMCM, if you even could catch up to see it, it was absolutely fantastic as the Penguin cheerleaders take the floor. We're back in 20 seconds. Radio.dominican.edu, 41-23, Chaminade. Stuart Orne and Patrick Kayab, the sports broadcasting legend Mike McDowell, has been nice enough to stop by and join us tonight. 41-23, Chaminade 3:58, the clock rolls. Here's Piab.
And now the Penguins are in a bit of a funk. I don't know if it's a sold-out arena here in the Conlin Center, but they are not acting like the Penguins we've seen beat an undefeated BYU Hawaii team. But now Murray gives it to Hugh. He pump fakes. He's going to drive, and there's going to be a foul, and that's going to be on the freshman. That's number 45, Johnny Bates.
Bates. Immediate timeout. NC2A basketball, Division II from the Conlin Center here at Dominican University of California as the Penguin cheerleaders hit the floor. Piab, you just mentioned it a moment ago. The Penguin men are completely out of sync. After Breonna Chambers and the women won an easier game earlier tonight, got past the Lady Chaminades pretty handily. Now the men are having nothing but trouble. 41-23 in favor of the visiting Silver Swords from Chaminade University. And while the DU men were ahead early, not so much the last few minutes. And I think it's been that the Chaminades have hit a lot of threes, and the DU men are really being pushed to their limits defensively.
Yeah, check this out. For the Silver Swords, they are 6 for 10 from three-point range, and most of them came from Kevin Hugh and Wally Coulibaly.
Hey, let's not forget that first-year head coach Eric Bovard is really doing a nice job. Obviously, these teams played each other early on. He's made adjustments. He knows what Dominican's tendencies are, and he's capitalizing tonight. I mean, Chaminade's getting back in transition, using numbers, and outscoring them. I mean, Dominican's got to do a better job in transition defense as well.
All around, I think you're right, Mike. I think the fundamentals have been lacking. Hugh on the line. Here's Piab on the mic.
And Hugh will make his first one. So it's going to be 42-23. The Penguins did not want to be down 20 at all against this high-scoring Chaminade team.
Hughes only missed one shot from the field.
And it was a free throw. So 43-23 with 3:34 to go. Taplin, the Division I transfer from Riverside, will give it to Matt Hayes. Back to Goldson. He's there on the right wing. Now Taplin. They're going to slow it down a bit. They need to relax, and that's what they're doing.
Hugh's one of those magical bench players. You don't start him, and then he comes in and knocks down three threes before you even know what hit you.
And now they're going to give it to Taplin. He drives, some penetration, loses the handle. Hayes misses it. Doesn't even hit iron. And here comes Chaminade, running and gunning. Bailey, thought for three. He shoots the mid-range, hits front iron. Penguins can't even get a rebound now. There were three Penguins that were alive. But here come the Penguins after the turnover.
Good steal by Hayes after the loose ball.
Carrillo drives, but there's a foul. And number 10, Benny Murray, out of Fairfield. He's a Bay Area native. So this is a homecoming for Murray. He would love to play in California once again.
Yeah, Murray's a big dude, 6'5 senior.
Well, after that foul on Murray, the Penguins are now in the bonus. And Carrillo's going to shoot too.
20-point game, Piab.
We're going to see some adjustments since halftime.
Well, listen, the Crickets need to wake up here at the icebox. It's pretty quiet.
You know, if you're going to be completely out of sync the way the Penguins are, you might as well do it in the first half as opposed to the second half. Maybe they can turn things around. Booker T. Harris is going to have to make some adjustments in the clubhouse.
Miles Carrillo, old reliable, makes two, and this is something needed for the Penguins.
You know, guys, we talked about it in the pregame. This game is not just another game. I mean, it's a pivotal back-to-back win. It really kind of can set the tone for the rest of the season. You beat a quality team like Chaminade, and you're making some noise.
Yeah, and you got to remember this, folks. The Penguins are undefeated at home.
Johnny, behind you!
And now here comes Chaminade
with 2:33 to go. Penguins are on defense. Left side, now they work it around to the right side. Just playing some catches, Murray. Back outside, Haskins. Jumper, Haskins, straight away, three ball in and out. Rebound taken down by Golston. He gets it off to Miles Carrillo, brings it up right side. Hayes thinks three ball with a head fake. Hayes had an open look, didn't take it. Miles in the corner, three ball, missed it right. Piab, do the Penguins have any threes tonight? They've taken several shots. Haskins right side on the baseline, almost steps out of bounds. Golston into the Penguin bench. Haskins will bring it in.
The Penguins only have one three, and that was made by Dominique Taplin.
Yeah, Taplin early on, 2:01 to go, fans. 43-25, Penguins trail. Driving it out is Hugh. Oh, Haskins thought three ball, had me fake. Off to Bailey, down low to Hugh. Wow. Hugh buckles, Hugh jukes. Hugh draws a whistle. 1:53 to go, and it's on Johnny Bates again.
The other thing that the Gwynns have got to do is they've got to do it better. Again, last time out in offense, they were out-rebounded. I mean, they just got to somehow find a way to get to the glass and get that ball.
Hugh on the way, in and out. Finally, Hughes missed one. Piab, could Hugh start to get cold? He came out hot as a pistol with 1:53 to go.
Well, Mike McDowell got his wish. The icebox is coming alive while Hugh is shooting the free throws.
Jamal Clark re-enters in place of Connor Haysbert. 1:53. The second one goes, 44-25. Seven fouls committed by the Chaminades visiting from Hawaii. Miles Carrillo will bring it up. 1:46, the clock rolls. Hayes in the corner. Drifts back out to Golston between the circles. Left side, Dom calls out the play. Murray's all over him. Left side, oh, down low. They get it to Clark. Clark over to Dom, drives baseline. Left side, dribble drive. Jukes back and forth, gets his own rebound, puts it back again. Two shots on goal, no Murray. 44-25 with 1:20. Murray brings it up himself, takes it the distance, off the glass, whistles everywhere. Hayes hits the deck and hits it hard, and the foul's on Murray. Bucket no good. So they pull him off the board with 1:17 to go.
I think the Penguins needed that stop there with 1:17 to go. Can they cut this to 15 at the half? We'll see.
Yeah, that's about all the Penguins can hope for right now. 44-25. Golston will have it.
On that last Dominican offensive possession, but they needed to finish. They had a couple of shots, didn't do the job.
Yeah.
Got to get those baskets.
Taplin was all alone down there. He had no help. Tough to finish when you're getting killed by the Seaside or by Chaminade. One minute to go, fans. Penguins down by 19. Hayes fakes left, goes right, passes it off to Miles. Top of the key, steps, turns around, back over to Johnny in the corner. Thinking three, almost stepped out of bounds. No look, back over to Miles on the way. Heaves it across. Dominique's got it. He's got Murray, walks with it.
That's called a turnover, and that's another one.
That's another one, number 13, Benny Murray. You know, forced the issue.
You want to get some momentum going into the halftime break. Obviously, coach is going to have a who knows what he's going to say, but he's going to have a chat with his men.
40 seconds to go, and the Penguins have had zero momentum all night. Murray on the way, left wing, yes. 34 seconds, the clock continues. Now we're at 30. Harris does not look happy. I mean, he looks totally frustrated. Penguin fans are absolutely silent tonight, even
they're
though
stunned.
The place is loaded. Yeah, they're stunned, Hayes. Penguins haven't lost at home yet. Golston's got it, 5-on-4. After one of the Chaminades comes in, and hits the deck, three ball, Hayes missed it, very short, put back, Golston too deep. Two shots on goal, Clark had a hand on it, loose ball, 7. Bring it up, Chaminade 6, now across midcourt, 5. Left side, Haskins, three ball, thinking about it. On the way from the corner, on the buzzer, in and out. Missed after the one shot by Vukasovic, Piob. So at halftime, 46-25, the Dews are getting killed. I mean, they're getting killed on both sides of the ball, not just by the score either. They're being outplayed by Chaminade and Mike McDowell.
Well, listen, two things are happening. Turnovers, A. The other thing is they are not doing a good job containing Hugh. Hugh's come off the bench for Chaminade, has been lights out. And you know, you got to give him credit. He's hitting his shots. The other thing the Penguins have got to do a better job is controlling the glass. They just have not. Hey, that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, you're right. Chaminade's owned the board so far, and Kevin Hughes come out. He's only missed two shots, and both of those were from the free throw line, Piop.
Well, with Jacob Neustadt having two fouls in the first half, they can't keep playing him, man. I mean, because Jacob Neustadt's the one that normally gets all the boards from the glass.
Yeah.
But with him in foul trouble in the first half, that's a distraction.
So we'll be back in 14 minutes. Piop will be back in about 10 minutes with a halftime extravaganza. You're listening to NC2A Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, we're back now with just about 3.5 minutes to go until the second half of tonight's men's game and tonight's NC2A doubleheader from the Conlin Center. And with our halftime extravaganza, here are Piob and Mike McDowell.
Here at the half, the Penguins trail the Silver Swords 46-25. One man they couldn't stop at Chaminade was DeAndre Haskins. The man they couldn't stop now is Kevin Hu. Haskins scored 20, Hu has 11 in the first half. But I want to kick it over to an old friend, an old visitor now, and he knows the game so well. He's an ESPN analyst. Dickie V, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, hey, Patrick, it's really good to be here, my friend. Let me tell you, I love Conlin Big Monday, the Icebox. It's rocking and rolling, baby.
So, Dickie V, man, I mean, there's one thing I just want to know. What can Dominican do to stop the Chaminade scoring?
Oh, listen, it's all about enthusiasm, baby. And right now, first of all, let me tell you, Booker T. Harris, a young guy out of University of San Francisco. I love this kid. He's got this program going the right direction. Now, when you analyze this game, you got to look at a couple of things. I mean, listen, Dominican's got to do a much better job in the transition, getting back and stopping their guard penetration. It's just been terrible tonight. I mean, look at the turnovers. They've got to stop this, baby. And give credit to the Taipei Tornado. Oh, he's a PTP-er, baby.
So, Dickie V, I just got to say one thing. How is the weather different here from New York? I know you do a lot of games in New York, but now you're here in the California weather. How do you like it?
Well, let me tell you, I'm so gosh darn glad to be out of New York and Bristol. I mean, you ever spent a winter in Bristol, baby? It's not fun. I mean, oh, California, the sunshine, San Rafael, the Mission City, Dominican. I love this place. One of the most scenic, beautiful campuses in all of America. One of the best young coaching staffs. What a university. It's good to be a Penguin, baby. It's good to be a Penguin.
Well, it must
be. People don't know that Dick Vitale is a Dominican alumni, P.O.B. You knew that. But most people think he went to Georgetown. But in fact, he graduated from Dominican back in 1962.
I got one thing to say to both of you. It's the March of the Penguins, baby. It's the March of the Penguins.
That's right. Marching toward March. Hopefully they can get in the postseason. That will be in March. Now we'll welcome. Hey, thanks to Dick Vitale for stopping by. What a lucky break that was to have him come in tonight. We'll bring Mike McDowd back in, the legendary sports broadcaster from the Bay Area. Mike McDowd, I know you're friends with Dick Vitale from way back when. What do you want to say in the last 30 seconds of tonight's halftime extravaganza?
Listen, quickly, one thing that I did not notice, here's the deal. I don't know if you guys are aware of this. Chaminade is only playing with 7 players. And they have no bench whatsoever, no depth. And what they're doing right now is sort of extraordinary. And while I was talking to one of the players Hassie, he said, hey, we're trying to focus on the Dominican bigs. They're going after them because they don't have the size. And we talked about that during the game. And obviously, they feel that's something they can exploit.
For the Penguins here in the second half, it'll be Jacob Neusett, Devin Golson. They'll also be sending out Jamal Clark, Dominic Taplin, and Miles Carrillo. The 5 for Chaminade. Lee Bailey, who got the start tonight. Benny Murray's back out there.
Now it's all about adjustments here after halftime.
Haskins is back out there along with Cooks and Koulibaly, who back on the bench as he was at the start of this one. 19:49 to go. Golson's got at the top of the key as the clock rolls. We're 14 seconds into it. Here's a long give and go. They tried to alley-oop it to Golson from Carrillo, but Benny Murray got in the way. Now they work it down low, back outside. Koulibaly in the corner. Bailey, 3 ball, no. Loose ball, Dominic Taplin with a rebound. Check it, that's Clark. Clark gets bumped out of bounds by Haskins.
Good board, but good ball. Excellent ball movement by Chaminade. They could not finish, but hey, that's a nice rebound defensively for the Gwynns.
19:24. I don't know if I'm going to go with that Gwynns thing, P.O.B. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's Mike McDowd original.
I've been using that for a long time.
Well, all right. You're an old school guy, I know.
Well, no, if you guys don't like it, I won't use it.
No, I don't know.
It's respect, baby.
All right.
I'm cool with it. Old school meets new school.
I'm asking P.O.B. He's the student, the current student. 19:05 to go. Shot on goal. Turnaround jumper by the Penguins. No. No look. Kick out to Murray. Now Koulibaly from the right wing. 3 ball, no. Another loose ball. 18:57. Off the feet of Jacob Neusett. They tried to get the old schoolyard play. Oh, Cooks falling out of bounds. Tried to bounce it out of bounds off of the legs of Jake. Here's the pump fake. Left side by Dominic Taplin is good for two. 46-27, the DU's trail by 19. Down low, Murray. Turn around, Murray. Baseline, good. 18-36, 48-27, Murray. Penguins now on the long side. Miles Carrillo's got it top of the key. He's being guarded very closely by Bailey. Taplin with 18 and a half to go. Who scored that nice deuce, but it was answered very quickly by Bailey. Here's the attempted soft lob over the top from Jamal Clark, intended for Jacob Neustadt. It goes into the Penguin cheerleaders. Now they heave it the length of the court, one-on-one. Haskins has a soft jumper from the right elbow. Good for a long deuce from 19. 18-10 to go, 50-27. Chaminade, as they did in the first half, Mike McDowell looking really good.
Transition D wasn't there in the last basket. I mean, come on, you got to get back. You got to stop that shooter.
Penguins had four in the backcourt playing the full court pressure. All the Chaminade did was throw it all the way down the length of the court. It was one-on-one, and it was an easy give as Jamal Clark now, as the Penguins transition very quickly to the other end, 17-56, and Clark converts a deuce from close range. 50-29, the D's trail by 21. I can't believe it. Koulibaly goes left side over to Haskins. Murray drives in baseline against Neustadt, who sticks an arm up, sends him away with a big-time rejection. 17 and a half to go, fan. Second half, Dominique, stutter step. Taplin hits the deck, skids on his jersey, and Mike McDowell as the ball goes out of bounds off the end line.
Stu and Patrick, one of the things we talked about at pregame, the Penguins had to start off quickly. They have not done that at all. So now they got to play a catch-up basketball. And obviously a big deal for the Penguins.
Big transition again. The Penguins this time down to the other end quickly. Moving to his right is Cooks in the key. Kick out, three ball, Haskins. Uh-oh. Haskins on the left wing, Piob, is unstoppable. 53-29.
You don't want to get him going. This man can score 30 any given night.
6'4" senior out of Long Beach is Haskins. Carrillo to Jamal Clark. And as Mike McDowell mentioned, the Penguins in the second half so far have not done a whole lot of sweetness. Here's the putback tap by Dominic Taplin. Missed it. And now the DUs are left 4-on-3 in the forecourt. Here's another three ball in and out by Haskins as he falls into the front row of the grandstands. Taken down, rebound by Murray. The putback, left side, it falls by Cooks, and he gets a whistle, 55-29. The bucket and the three-point attempt.
Outplaying him, out hustling him, out everything in him right
now. Yeah, so far, you're right.
I mean, Stu and Mike, I mean, Jacob Neustadt had a rebound all to himself. Then he just lets it go. Then Murray gets a three-point play from a Neustadt foul.
Cooks on the line. Neustadt picks up his third with 16:49 to go. Three-point play is good as Cooks cans it. 55-29, 16:46. Check it, 56-29. The greatest margin tonight as Carrillo brings it up. He's against Bailey again. It's been Miles and Bailey all night. Clock rolls, were coming up on 16 and a half. Booker T. Harris sits down for the first time tonight as Dominic Taplin goes up scissor leg to Jacob Neustadt. The two-handed hammer jam, picks up the foul and the hammer jam. Jake to the line. Foul is committed by Dominic Cooks, the 6'4" senior out of Wollongong, Australia. Piob, isn't that your hometown?
Yeah, I lived in Australia for a while.
Yeah, in Wollongong specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that. Okay. So Piob straight out of Wollongong, Australia. 16:27 to go. Mike McDowell out of Terralinda, not out of Wollongong, as Jacob Neustadt cans the three-point play. Converts it, I should say. Now the Penguins have no numbers as Neustadt goes 3-on-1. Chaminade, DeAndre Haskins with the hammer jam from the right side. It was 3-on-1. Neustadt could do nothing to defend it. Coming up on 16 minutes, fans. The Penguins just not fast enough in the transition. Chaminade has him by more than a step all around.
That was nasty, though. You got to give credit to Haskins on that dunk.
It's a great play by Haskins as Golston goes up, gets a lot of glass. Jacob Neustadt goes, no whistles, lots of arms flying everywhere. 15-53. Penguins in transition. No look, left side. Back to the top of the key. Thinking about three ball is Bailey. Instead, he dumps it off to Murray. Missed it right from three ball land Golston. 15:40 to go. Penguins have it. Jamal Clark softly from 18. Missed it very short. Quick transition. Koulibaly takes it 2-on-1 as Ricky Wofford, Piob, has entered the game for the first time tonight and the first time we've seen him in a couple weeks.
Look, We're here with the media timeout. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. I'm Patrick Kayabyab alongside Mike McDowell and Stuart Horn. The Penguins 58-32. They got a little scuffle after that play. They're going to call a tech.
Uh-oh. Now, here comes the coach, wants to... Referee has told Rich Mendoza to have a seat, and Mendoza went down to pull Jamal Clark out of the middle of the play, and then the referee said, all right, coach, you have a seat the rest of the night. So Mendoza can't even stand. He says Booker can come out, but assistant coaches can't come out. The referees are so touchy in this league, and these referees are jacked. With 15:30 to go, 58-32. Wow. It's exciting.
Good point. The referees are heated. You know, one of the things that we, as I mentioned prior to the second half, listen, Chaminade is beating Dominican with seven players, five on the court, two on the bench. Okay, that's rough stuff. I mean, Dominican's outnumbers them, should outgun them, but they're not doing it. Now, what can they do to get back? They got to start getting back in transition. D, putting some stops. They need to get some turnovers and convert them into baskets.
What people don't know about Chaminade, Stu and Mike, Chaminade gives up 82 points a game. Penguins only have 32. That means Chaminade's playing some awesome defense.
Yeah, they are.
And Chaminade scores 79 a night. They're already at 58 with 15 minutes to go.
They shot 80% in the first half. Couldn't be a whole lot better than that as we resume play now with Wally Coulibaly on the line. Coulibaly knocks the first one in after it rattles around. The Penguin bench has been issued a warning. So if Mendoza comes up again, keep him behind the Mendoza line perhaps. 59-32, 50-30, 15-30 I should say. So if Mendoza comes up, he's going to pick up a T. And the clock rolls.
Big test for the Penguins. They need to get their head back in the game because they could come back conceivably.
Off ball now. Jake is stuck in the... He gets fouled by Kevin Hu.
Who?
That's right. Hu ran up Jake Neusett's back, and an off-ball penalty is called as Jake pushes Hu through the paint, and they go backcourt to Dominique Taplin, who brings it up to Ricky Wofford now. Nice to see Wofford back out on the floor. 15-10 to go, and the Penguins really need to get something going. Can't continue to match baskets, and they're not even doing that. Golson three ball left wing. Missed it short. Jake with the putback. No. Rebound Chaminade. Who in perfect position. Who with the rebound. Inside of 15 minutes. 360 spinner. No look from Cooks. Outside. Oh, brother, to Haskins in the corner. And check it. Coulibaly goes three ball. 62-32. A 30-point game, Piab. Golson left side. Golson gets hammered. Sent away into the hands of Dominique Taplin. He goes up, whistles. Chaminade foul is on 1-5. That's Vukasovic.
Chaminade really doing a slight impersonation of the Globetrotters. Their passing, their distribution is phenomenal tonight.
That's Haskins down low. He's done it twice tonight. Bullets behind the back. You can't even see it. It's happening so quickly.
Yeah, it's not Chaminade. It's Haskins. It's the Haskins show.
Yeah, good call. On the line is Dominique Taplin, and he knocks down the first one. But the Penguins are going to have to do, as we have been talking about, and I don't want to pound this to death, but they're going to have to do something more than matching baskets and getting points off of fouls. Yeah. Taplin knocks down two. At least no time came off of the clock with 14:35 to go. No backcourt pressure at all. Penguins on defense now. Murray's got it all the way over to the right side. They're going to use as much of the shot clock every play from here on in as possible. Murray, left side, gets it over to Coulibaly. Who on the way, three ball, in and out, rebound.
Nice.
The Penguins, 62-34, 14-12. Wofford brings it up right side, hands it off to Jake down low. He's on Who. Jamal Clark drives in against Who. It falls. And it's going to be a charge, I believe, committed by the Penguins, Jamal Clark, yes. And Connor Haysbert's going to re-enter the game for the first time, or the second time tonight. Haysbert in place of Jacob Neusett with 14:04 to go, Mike.
Neusett to Clark in the give and go had the right idea, but just unfortunately a little too strong.
Penguin women, a nice victory tonight. Kevin Hu comes up, left side, fakes the three, over to Murray. Vukasovic's got it on the right wing, 26 on the shot. He heaves it across the court. He gets it over to Koulibaly. Down low and hitting the deck really hard is DeAndre Haskins, the 6'4" senior out of Long Beach. Haskins rolls over his left shoulder, and the foul is committed by Golston, his second. 62-34, and Chaminade will have two on the line. This is DeAndre Haskins.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie here, guys. The Penguins are not getting any calls in their favor at all, offense or defensive end.
Well, they're down by 29 now. I can't imagine why they would. They have not managed to establish their control. 13:50. And both of them go. It's a 30-point game.
And you got to give credit to the team that just has no depth. I'm talking about Chaminade. They've been playing their players. You know, they have little of any substitutions.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Who's been the one breakout player, and he didn't even start tonight. Wofford left side, his first shot on goal off the glass. Good. Great patience. He snuck in under Haskins and got it to go. 64-36, 13-33. Now the steal by Wofford. 3-on-1 Wofford. Looks right, looks left. The slam by Jamal Clark! 64-38, and that's the first thing that has gotten the icebox going. Now the play-by-players, Pia.
Now can that get something going for the Penguins? 64-38 with 13-14 to go. And guess what? I think it's the re-insert of Ricky Wofford. It seems like his hip contusion seems fine to me. Vukasovic on the left block, but he gets that to go.
Well, listen, that was a good defensive stop, and that's what they need. But unfortunately, not in that last basket. But
yeah, Haysbert fell down, and Chaminade took advantage of Haysbert going down under the bucket and scored the deuce.
They're going to call a foul on Benny Murray. And they're going to – he fouled reaching in Ricky Wofford.
And immediately Murray gets yanked.
We're going to see who, because Haskins and Murray are out, the team's top scorers.
Cooks and Bailey in their place.
And here comes the Penguins. Wofford has it on top of the key. He's going to drive. Finds Haysbert. He's got that to go. Can the Penguins find a way to survive here? 66-40 with 12:38 to go.
It's a tall order. But if anybody can do it, it's the Penguins, undefeated at home.
Dominique Cooks gives it to Koulibaly. Vukasovic for three. He is now quieting this Penguin crowd.
Piab Vukasovic's first shot tonight.
The Penguins have got to take advantage of their mismatch right now. There's a bigger, taller lineup, and Dominican's got to find use in that.
And here come the Penguins, 12-10, 69-40. They're going to find Ricky Wofford on the right corner. He's going to drive. Finds a low look pass to Jamal Clark, and he's going to lay that up and in. 69-42, 11:56 to go. You heard Mike McDowell. That was nice.
That was all conference right there. The way the Penguins worked it down low, Clark got himself open, and he was able to take the assist.
Driving the lane, no call. Turnover by Chaminade. Taplin going to push a little bit. Taplin driving, left block, layup. Rebound Clark. He gets called for the foul. And it's going to be a foul on Chaminade.
Taplin hits the deck. No, it's Clark hits the deck pretty hard. Slides backward on his back. 11:34 to go. A timeout on the floor. An immediate timeout. You're listening to NC2A basketball. Courtside on Media Row. Stuart Horn, Patrick Kayab-Yab, and Mike McDowd stopping by. 11:34 to go, 69-42. Piab, I'll start with you. Any chance the DUs can hang in there and make this a game?
Any chance? I think there's going to be a chance because it seems like with the reinsert of Ricky Wofford, the team has brought some energy. This is their starting point guard who was out with a hip contusion. He's been out for two games. With him back, he is the leader and he's the commander and he is bringing the troops and trying to see what they can do.
Mike McDowd, I'll go to you next. I know what you're going to say. The Penguins have to do this and the Penguins have to do that, but let's keep it positive. Can the Penguins do all of those things?
Wow. You know, that's a tall order. I'm going to be quite honest with you. Tall order, almost down by 30 points. It's just, you're asking a lot right now. Now, the advantages that I see a team that should be able to keep things fresh. They're going to bring in two substitutes. And listen, Chaminade's doing it with five guys and two off the bench. I just can't believe what I'm seeing from Chaminade now. You got to give these guys credit. Dominican, and that first half was just so tough. And it's really a test of adversity for this Penguin basketball team.
That's a good call. All right, Piab, take it away.
Now the Penguins are going to have two free throws at the line, 11-34, 69-42. Penguins down by 27. I know it's a tall order to ask, but if they could come back, the Chaminade Silver Swords give up 82 points a game. But this is not going to help with Jamal Clark missing his first free throw. Jamal Clark shoots the free throws at 68%, so he's been struggling through the season, but he makes the second.
You know, hey, Patrick, this isn't just 5-0 at home. It's potentially 5-2 in the conference.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is really, as we talked about it, such a big game for the Penguins. The momentum, you know, you got to win at home.
You have to. And this is, remember, they are undefeated at home, deservedly. They beat an undefeated BYU, Hawaii. But here it comes with 11-24, 69-43. They're going to call a foul on Dominique Taplin. He fouls Lee Bailey, and that's the Penguins' 16th foul.
Now you got to find some positives here. And quite frankly, Patrick, it's I'm having a tough time.
Well, we're going to see how some freshmen are going to play. Matt, Johnny Bates and KJ Logue check in. So 11-11, make a wish. 69-43, a little crossover by Dominique Cooks. He's going to lay it up and out. No rebound, but here comes KJ Logue, the freshman. He's going to run the break himself. To Johnny Bates, almost loses the handle. Rick Wofford now on the left wing. Taplin almost walked with it. Now he's going to relax a bit with 10:50 to go. 69-43, score remains. Taplin drives, left block, missing. Tip by Haysbert. It goes over the head of the referee.
Right into the Penguin bench. I thought that referee was going to get creamed. There were about eight guys running at him full bore.
Patrick, I like the way the freshman got up quickly in transition. And I think that's something they could take advantage of because, let's face it, you start running, there's only, you know, guys need rest.
And KJ Logue's a big man. He's a freshman, 6'5", 200 pounds from Sacramento.
Fresh legs coming in first minutes tonight.
So here comes Haskins. He's a killer. Here he comes, but gets picked the pocket. But Haskins re-steals it. But they're going to call a foul on Haysbert. They're going to say he pushed him to the ground. But to me, it seems like Haskins just lost his balance.
Yeah, it's a good call. I can't believe it. Haskins was doing the stutter step back and forth. Wofford got a finger on it. Then Haysbert tried to steal it away. Loose ball. How could they call that on Haysbert?
By the way, a tough day for Sacramento. Maybe at some point we could talk about it. The future of the NBA Sacramento Kings. I don't know if anybody cares, but
not a lot of people down here, I think, care. But, you know, if this game gets any farther apart, we might talk more about Sacramento.
Well, instead of Sacramento, how about the Golden State Warriors playing
that's
victory
a different story.
Over the Clippers?
That's right.
But, yeah, about Sacramento, they might be sold to Seattle soon, but making the first, I think they already did, but DeAndre Haskins makes his first free throw.
Just we got a Sacramento connection here at Dominican, as you know, on this team.
Haskins, second, gets it. Haskins, really, this man deserves to play in some D1 basketball soon. 71-43, 10:13 to go. Taplin picks up the dribble, now gives it to KJ Lowe, the freshman. Now Wofford drives, picks up his dribble. He's in trouble. 21 on the shot clock. Taplin now has it. Back to Lowe. Lowe gives it to Bates. Three ball, Taplin off back iron. Long rebound.
Nice.
Gets to Logue, and he gets his first points of the game and in front of this Penguin crowd.
Logue follows it in, and that was an absolutely beautiful play. There are whistles all over the place. Uh-oh.
A double T. There was a little scuffle, and it's between the freshman Bates and Haskins.
Now Wofford's really screaming, and I thought Wofford also picked up a T. Double T. One on 15. And now
it's on Wofford.
The 15 is Vukasovic. And for the Penguins, it's going to be Ricky Wofford, I believe. Listen. So offsetting as it was the last game when we had the double TP up.
Man, it's just incredible. I don't know what to do because the referees now are just going to talk about who to call the technical fouls on. There's some heated Penguins, Wofford, Haysbert. Look at the intense face they have there on the sideline.
71-45, Mike McDowell.
I was just going to add, I mean, this game's getting quite emotional. Dominican frustrated, and the referees decided to take matters at hand.
This is exactly what it is. The Penguins, undefeated at home, are getting killed and making them look terrible are the Chaminades, and I think the frustration is starting to boil over.
Because
and
look
the Canucks can't keep it together.
Look at both sidelines here. The Penguins have a lot of emotions and showing a lot of frustration, but look at Chaminade, a bunch of smiles.
Yeah, they're smiling everywhere. So, they're really mugging. Well, 72-45 will do that for you.
Well,
and it looks like it was against Connor Haysbert on the Penguins side, and, of course, Vukasovic on the Chaminade side.
I don't know if punches were thrown.
No. It didn't get there, but it was right there.
Well, Vukasovic nails two free throws, and here he is, 9:44, 73-45. The chance of a comeback is looking super slim now.
And they took the tee away from the Penguins. So the Penguins didn't get to shoot.
Benny Murray from the corner nails the mid-range J. That's some insult to injury right there.
That was a 17-footer jumping, buckling baseline sweetheart is what that was.
This is something the Penguins did not want to do opening night in front of a crowd. Be down by 30. Golston will get that to go with the body bump. So 75-47. He's trying to bring signs of life to this Penguin bench.
Yeah. If anybody can do it, Golston can do it as he sent Haskins flying.
Benny Murray, three ball, can't get it to go. Rebound, Golston. Going to slow it down to the point guard, Wofford. 8:55, 75-47. Lowe going to drive baseline, an offensive foul.
I got to say, Piab, the Penguins have really been pushing those offensive plays down low. They're completely disregarding the rules relative to running into a player who's come set, a defender who's come set, especially in the restricted area.
But this is why the Penguins are frustrated. They think they're not getting calls their way. I've been listening to the bench all night long.
Well, that's simply making a mistake. They're just making excuses at this point. I mean, let's tell it like it is. That was obviously an offensive foul.
Yeah.
And that's not the first one. When is the last time that you heard a foul called and had the player agree with it anyway?
So ever? Here's a three ball, and it's made by Dominique Cooks. And, Stu, to answer that question, no one ever agreed with a foul called
on
them.
That's what I'm saying.
78-47.
Yeah, always the player with the palms to the ceiling after getting rung up.
The only person that agrees with his own fouls is Charles Barkley, Karl Malone, and Dennis Rodman. So 8:22, 78-47. And there's a move to the block, and Golston has a chance for a three-point play opportunity. Count it.
I would say that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is a positive with the way the Penguins are playing. Golston able to finish. The kid out of Gar High School in Cerritos, by the way, one of his famous, I guess not classmates, one of his famous alumni, Steve Zorn. Remember Steve Zorn
with Seattle?
Yeah, Seattle.
Many years ago. Yeah. That's 1978.
That's back in the 70s, man.
Zorn, yeah, late 70s as Golston cans the second one. Piop, take it away.
Well, 8 minutes flat time, and here comes KJ Logue with a steal. 78-50. Almost loses the handle there.
You know, when Zorn was the QB, that's when Seattle was still an expansion franchise.
You're right, back like 76, maybe, that area.
Maybe 76.
And here they come, 78-50, 7:47 to go.
You remember that, Piob, 76.
Well, Zorn now is a offensive coordinator.
That's right. He's still in football.
78-50, 7:38 to go, and the ball goes out of bounds to Chaminade. We have a media timeout.
Stop the presses. That is good knowledge, young man.
That's not bad. All right, NC2A basketball. The radio home of the Penguins here courtside at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn, Patrick Kayab-Yab, and Mike McDowell sitting in with us tonight. 78-50, 7:35 to go. Penguins are getting murdered. Piab, what do you think?
They're just getting murdered. They're not There's no fouls on them, but like I said, that's not an excuse, but they just cannot stop a team that has seven players. You must be kidding me.
Hey, you got to give Chaminade props, Mike.
Oh, you do. And listen, turnovers killed Dominican in the first half. I don't know where we're at right now. It was 14 in the first half. And let's talk about just the beauty of college basketball here at Dominican. 18 turnovers for the Penguins. Yep. Listen, this is a great place to watch. Exciting.
No, 21 for the Penguins against only 11.
21 to 11. There's your stat. Of course, Dominican in the first half shot 14.3% from three. But let's talk about this beautiful, gorgeous facility at here on campus. Great atmosphere for college basketball for folks listening in Marin County in the Bay Area. Come on down, support this Penguin program. Phenomenal stuff going on here. I tell you what, Coach Booker has just done a really wonderful job.
So far, so good. 7.5 to go. The Penguins cannot defend in transition. Taking it the distance is Benny Murray, Piab's favorite, the 6'5" senior, out of Fairfield. Inside of 7.5 to go. Murray converts. A 30-point game. He'll have a chance to make it a 31-point game.
Well, I'll tell you why I like Benny Murray. He's bringing back that high top fade.
Yeah, it's a good call. He is. It's very high and tight.
Good Lord.
81-50, 7:25 to go, fans. Wofford to Golston. Left side, Penguins attacking the northern hoop here at the Conlin Center here in the second half. It's been Chaminade all night with the exception of the first 3 minutes. Taplin. Well, once the Chaminades figured us out, they never looked back. They've only looked forward. Coming up on 7 minutes, top of the key, Golston. Down low, Jamal Clark. It goes off the fingertips of Murray. And Murray, oh, the shot hits the bottom of the backboard. The runner by Kevin Hu is no good, Mike.
I think Kevin Hu has been the difference maker in this game in terms of coming off the bench. He just started lighting it up. Now, once he did that, I got to tell you, this game was over with.
You're right. That's about the time it turned around. Hu hit three in a row in the first half very early as they get it in on the short side. Three ball on the way by Dominique Haskins is good. DeAndre Haskins, pardon me, right over Golston, which is not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, Golston was jumping up like he was going to go for a dunk there, trying to block that shot.
You know, going back to the high and tight on Murray, I'm thinking Mario Van Peebles as Dominique Taplin fades away from 16 and buries one from the left side, 6.5 to go, 83-52. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. Yeah. Still, I think you had that haircut like Chris Mullin, that high top fade.
Like you didn't. Okay, here we go, fans. 6:20 to go. Right side. Here's a three ball. Chaminade, right side. Bailey, no. Penguins with the rebound. That's Clark. Coming up on 6 minutes, Wofford's push. Wofford pushes. Left side, dominate. Penguins still playing hard, but the icebox completely shut down. They've got a terrible meltdown going in the icebox. Golston drives in, nothing. Fingertip, no. Finger roll outside to Logue. He's got it in the corner. Back out to Ricky. Dominique, three ball, yes. Taplin, once again, has been a spark. While the Penguins have not been on their game tonight, as you've heard us talk over and over and over about, Chaminade takes a timeout, 5:45 to go, 83-55. Not a lot of timeouts taken. This is a full timeout, so we're back in 30 seconds. We'll be back with all of the fun and frivolity right here on radio.dominican.edu. .5:45 to go, fans. 83-55 is who's going to bring it in right in front of the opulent broadcasting area here at Dominican. He throws it into the backcourt as the clock rolls. 5:40 to go.
The opulent broadcast center. I like that.
Yeah, well.
You're coming up with
complete with electricity, Mike. And tablecloth. Left side, 5.5. 83-55, Penguins trail. Stolen away by Ricky Wofford after the errant throw by Haskins. He takes it himself, left side. Fakes the no-look dish off to Dom and takes it up, drifts up. And then he has something happened to Wofford's fingernail.
Contact fell off.
Oh, his contact fell out. Okay. He's holding it, and then they have to slow things down.
And one thing you can say about Wofford, gentlemen, he can sure finger roll.
Yep.
5:20 to go. That was a beauty by Wofford.
Just like the Iceman, George Gervin.
Man, he was a player, man. George Gervin.
Wofford at 5'9", the senior out of Bakersfield. Two-year man of the Penguins. 5:18 the clock roll. Chaminade ball, 83-57. They bring it across the timeline. Bailey drifts across. Koulibaly now. Koulibaly been kind of quiet here in the fourth quarter with 5 minutes to go. Haskins up against Derek Ober, re-enter the game, Ober. That's why I said his name. Left side. Haskins, no. Tip out to Koulibaly. He's got it. Left wing. Three ball. Koulibaly straight away. Yes.
Haskins looks like he carried the ball, palming the ball. Did they not call that?
Apparently not. 86-57, 4:42 P-up.
Man, he was traveling with it when he was trapped in the corner there, too. So
Ober lifts it off for three. No. Logue tips it out to Dominique Taplin. Ober's right there with Jamal Clark, who pulls it down. Clark lays it in with the putback. 4:26 to go, 86-59. Wofford gets set to re-enter with a play by players P-up.
4:19, 86-59. The eyes of a comeback has come short with 4:14 to go. Benny Murray, now he's just going to use a lot of shot clock. Lee Bailey, this is a now slow-paced game. The shot clock keeps going down. And here comes Koulibaly, another three. Can't get it, and here's an offensive rebound, goes huge. And now they're just going to eat some clock. On top of the key, just dribbling, doing some crisscrossings, Benny Murray. 3:45 to go, 22 on the shot clock. Right there on the right corner is Lee Bailey, gets the screen from who? And here comes Lee Bailey to Haskins. Jumper, he's got it.
Straight away with that three ball from 22 feet.
Icebox was giving him some lip, and he just pointed at them, and he said, shh, don't make it.
Yeah, he's quiet. These guys have really quieted the icebox down after those first 3 minutes. The icebox has been completely out of it.
88-59, 3:10 to go.
When you have a full house and then they become a non-factor, that just becomes even worse. It's more awkward for the home team.
Gets the screen from Bates, gives it to Ober, crosses over, layup is out, and he gets a trip to the line.
Ober really worked for it. Ober's a good dude, and his game has really stepped up this season. Looks like he's walking with a limp. That right knee is a little bit tight.
Well, we have a media timeout with 2:57 to go in this game. 88-59. Stu, Mike, this is a blowout, but
yeah.
I don't know how to look at any positives for this except Penguins are now driving the lane.
Yeah, let's talk about the positives, Mike.
All right, I'll tell you what, this kid Haskins has been lighting it up for Sean. Interesting point. Dominique Haskins, I believe.
DeAndre Haskins.
DeAndre Haskins.
For Chaminade.
For Chaminade.
Yeah.
Really, not much in the first half. I thought Dominican did a pretty good job containing them. However, second half, much different story, and he has been lights out. He really has been their go-to guy, and it's been a clinic in many respects. Now, if your coach Booker, Booker T. Harris, second year here at Dominican, what do you do to find the positives with 2:57? That's the question. Continue to run your offense, try to look for good high percentage shots, and just, you know, play fundamental basketball. I don't know. I don't know what else to tell you.
Well, when I was talking about trying to find something positive, I meant with the Penguins. Here's an interesting thing about Haskins, who has 6.5 rebounds a game. He's right on pace. He's got five so far. And overall, total points at 23. So he's out of his head because he averages 18-3. So he's playing great. Who's playing great? Actually, all of the Chaminade guys are playing just beautiful ball.
Well, 2:57. Ober's going to take his first free throw when he misses that long. Score remains 88-59, folks. You're listening to Penguin Basketball on Dominican Athletics Radio, .dominican.edu.
I will find something positive. I like Dominican's home white with the gold and black trim. How do you like that?
I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's a good-looking uni.
Black and yellow. So 88-59. Their away jerseys are much nicer, I should say. 88-59, 2:48 to go.
Well, their away jerseys are all black.
Yeah, black and yellow. I like that. So 88-59 with 19 on the shot clock. They're going to give it to Vukasovic. Now they're going to give it to Dominique Cooks. He's there on the left wing, back to Vukasovic. Jumper in front of Edmundston Schwartz, and he's got it. 225 to go in the game. Rick Wofford now going to check it on the right wing.
That was 18 and a half feet on the left wing for Vukasovic, who's only shot twice tonight, and both of them have been perfect.
And here's the layup by Obrey. Gets that to rim out, and fighting for it's Vukasovic, and they're going to give it to who? Who's been so impressive? I know Mike McDowell's been saying this a lot. Do people know that who? Kevin Hu is a 6'6" freshman. He's a freshman, and he's been playing great.
Yeah, he really has. He's just absolutely impressive tonight. He's 5 for 6 four for five outside the arc and 5 for 6 inside. That's a scoring machine, 4 for 6 from the line.
Vukasovic misses that corner jumper off, and here comes Taplin, 360 move, fade away. You're looking like Michael Jordan. 90-61 with a 130 to go. And here comes who, just going to slow down the tempo now. On the scorer's table is going to be Matt Hayes. He wants to check in. Now on top of the key is Haskins. 20 on the shot clock. Who? Guarded by Ober. Ober strips him, but they're going to call a reach-in foul on Derek, the senior out of Dayton, Ohio.
Ober really was unhappy with that call, or maybe just unhappy with himself.
He's very unhappy with himself, too. There's a lot of chit-chat going on in the sideline.
Well, you know, listen, guys, Penguins are going to fall to 4-3 in the conference. First home loss of the year, and you just got to forget about this game. Move on, move forward, and look forward to the next game.
No, you're absolutely right. That's coming up in 48 hours, so they're going to have to regroup.
There's a layup by Murray, or excuse me, by Cooks, and he misses it. Remember, guys, this is not the best Penguin team we've seen so far. The best is just yet ahead of them. So here comes Ober. He's there on the right wing. He drives on who? Loses the handle. This is the fourth time that Derek Ober has lost the handle in this game, and it's coming causing a turnover. With 47 seconds, we have to give it to the closer, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, P-Up. 90-61 with 43 seconds it rolls. Very slowly across the timeline, Lee Bailey, the point guard, with 26 on the shot clock, and they're just going to drain it. Booker T. Harris doesn't want to see any of his guys fouling at this point. It's a 29-point game with 29 seconds on the clock. Christopher Schwartz-Edmundston has re-entered the game. Lowe gets tripped up. Who goes behind the back? Three ball on the way. Missed it. Left side after the long one by Vukasovic. He finally missed one, P-Up. Dominique Taplin with 14 seconds. He passes it off to Hayes. Down low. And the freshman, Christopher Schwartz-Edmundston, left-handed with 10 seconds. And seven. And who's going to bring it up? Five across the timeline. 3-2-1, handshakes all around. The Penguins are killed. 90-63, the final score. And the first loss at home for the Penguins, P-Op.
Well, see, it seems like that the Chaminade Silver Swords are going to cook a dirty bird for dinner.
Yeah, it's a good call. It's a tough game tonight for the Penguins. Silver Swords are just too tough. And Bay Area Broadcasting sports legend Mike McDowell, your final thoughts.
Well, listen, dominating performance by Chaminade tonight. DeAndre Haskins lights out. And Coach Hugh, the Taipei Tornado. And I think the most impressive fact of this game is they only did it with seven. Whoops, we got a problem here after the game, Stu.
Yeah, we've got a little fight down low. Everybody's working on it. I see Brandon Davis is getting right in the middle of it to break things up. And the Penguin fans have come down as some of the Penguin players getting a little scrappy with some of the Chaminades at the end of the game. And wouldn't you know it, Coach Mendoza's right in the middle of that too. Boy, the Penguins don't like losing, Piab. I like that energy and that vigor, but we don't need a fight. Yes.
Well, let's talk about this game, because real quickly, this was an emotion. The way this game ended, high emotions.
Yeah, no kidding.
First loss at home. They've got to use this. They got to remember this game. Not a good feeling. Let's take it into Wednesday and get on the winning track again.
Yeah, that's a good call. If somehow you can make a positive out of this, take this. Remember how much you hate this feeling and then take it to your next game, which will be right here this Wednesday, 5:30 women, 7:30 men, Hawaii Pacific in the house. We'll invite Mike McDowd back sometime in the season. Appreciate you being here. Piab, nice work tonight. Appreciate everybody listening with us. Wish we had better news for you, but the Penguins get killed by 29 here at the Conlin Center on the 21st of January, 2013. Their first home loss of the 2013 part of the campaign. For Piab and Mike McDowd, for our executive producer, Brad Van Alstine, and the rest of the communications department, Stuart Horn signing off from the Conlin Center saying so long and thank you for joining us for NC2A basketball, Penguin style. We'll see you next time.